This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I expect everybody standing. I'll come to your house and pick you up. Remember, it's not just barbecue and beer day. Birthday, America. And if you guys don't understand what that means, and you've been taught in a public school, I'm sorry, take it away from me. It's like a chocolate bar. I just can't put it down. You know, if you didn't learn for real what this song means, what that flag means, what it represents, you know, all we hear from Americans is how oppressive that flag was. Or that flag is, what it means to them, because, you know, they have to burn it, they have to step on it. If you're not crying about it now, you're cold. Usually massacre that part. Now, how can you hear that song? And not just because it's her. She did a great job with that song, by the way. But not just because it's her, but because of what the words mean, what that song means, what it represents. Now, I got somebody on with me now. I'm going to introduce her in a second here. Who truly, because of his background, because of his heritage, because of his relatives, he understands the meaning of what that American flag means, what that meant to so many people in the Middle, in the Middle East, in Europe, in countries that didn't have freedom, countries that were being persecuted. If they could only get to America, if they could only get to this, but we don't understand that today. Julio Rivera joins me. We refer to him as a conservative Rican. He's also the Reactionary Times editorial director. He's a columnist for Newsmax, right-wing news, and Politichicks. Julio, love having you on with me. And this is a special day for you, too, isn't it?
Oh, it most certainly is. I always kind of get a little choked up on July 4th. It is, you know, we really set the standard for the world, I think, when we became, you know, the United States of America, when we fought that revolution and everything that went along with it. But what America, I think, you know, to get at kind of what you were alluding to in the build there is that, you know, what America represents to people, the opportunity for people like you, that I'm sure your ancestors coming here from Italy when they were a minority in this country, and people that came from Ireland, and yes, people who came from Puerto Rico, which is where my family is from. Listen, I can't overstate the fact that I'm lucky, you know, because being Puerto Rican, we were U.S. territory at the time I was born. I was automatically a citizen. It's like winning the lottery of life. And it really is. I think that all these snowflakes that sit around and complain about their lives in America and how they're oppressed, it's completely lost on them that they have absolutely won the Powerball of life. Because, you know, very easily you could have been born in a famine in somewhere in Africa or the Middle East. You could be born into starvation. You could be a woman born into a Middle Eastern country where you're going to be, you know, persecuted, you have no rights whatsoever, be treated as a piece of property. This country is a lot different. And, I mean, it's done so many wonderful things for people who come here and have applied themselves and have worked hard. Like, I just think back, just to give you a little bit personal story, my background. My parents basically had, you know, both of them, a fifth grade or so education. Like, they didn't really advance beyond basic elementary school. were able to come here to this country, initially came to New Jersey, West New Jersey, which is hilarious because they settled in Brooklyn for a while, but they first came to Western New Jersey, not far from where I'm from. And I actually have a buddy that owns a farm out here, and I joke with him that, like, you know, my parents were probably picking fruit for his grandparents, in a sense, but it was just good, hard work. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, even with the you would say, disadvantages of maybe education, in a sense, or of not having as much as they'd like to, they worked to the point where at one point they owned two houses, two cars. They put my sister through university, you know, Rutgers University, and they did a lot of great things. So they, you know, that's what America, to me, represents, that we fought for something, to have a place in the world where you could be free to create the life that you wanted to, depending on how much you put into it. Because it does take hard work, which is what's lost on a lot of these liberal kids nowadays. Nobody's going to hand it to you. They feel entitled. And, you know, regular Joe like you and me, that works hard for everything we have, we get it. But these kids, unfortunately, don't. And that's kind of the sad part, if you want to put, you know, a little layer of sadness on this glorious holiday. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, you don't realize, and it's kind of almost cliche-ish, and it's, you know, so far removed. It's you know, a bad example to a degree, but, you know, you look at 9/11, when you talk about it today, it's not the same impact that it was when it actually happened, because we're so far removed. You know, the kids who lost parents those days, they're what, 15 years into it? It's got a different meaning to it. And so it's the same thing with us now. You were talking about Independence Day, and that is, it's not just a birthday. This is not a birthday party. This is an Independence Day. This is the day when we won the right, or I should say, we didn't win the right, but we said, hey, we're not going to be under tyranny anymore. We're not going to be in a dictatorship anymore. We're going to take care of our own business. We're going to take care of our own people, and we're going to make it free and equal for everybody, even if it costs us our lives, our family lives, our livelihood, our homes, everything as we know it, we're willing to give up so that you, future Americans, you can have a freedom to be happy and run your own life. We'll be back with Julio, our conservarican, in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Today, the whole day is about patriotism. The whole day is about being patriotic. And happy birthday, America. Here's one for the kids. See if you know this one.
My flag is red. My flag is white. And in the corner, it is blue. My flag is for my country. I love red, white, and blue. 50 white stars.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We're celebrating independence. What does that mean exactly? Independence from who?
Come on, man. You put him on the spot. You put him on the spot.
He needs a safe space.
And she spits afterward. This is Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The disrespect that these people have for this flag. The disrespect. And you wonder why we're in a world of hurt. Why nobody wants to fight for us. I shouldn't say nobody. Why are young people? Get it. They don't understand. They got bozos like that. Yes. Roseanne, she's actually on the station I'm on. I hope she hears me. A bozo like that. And a whole bunch of other ones that disrespect the flag, the men and women that died for us. Yeah, back to that again, the men and the women that died for us. I just don't get it. I do not get why they don't understand, they can't see, yeah, hear me, how important this is. Otherwise, you're just like all the other bonehead nations. You're just like all the other bonehead countries. Yeah, I said bonehead countries. Anyway.
Yeah, we actually back. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We're celebrating Independence Day here at The Real Side. Julio Rivera joins me. He's our conservative Rican. And Julio was just talking about how, or I was just talking about, or ranting on about, and he'll pick it up from there, about what Independence Day really means to him. Is it a birthday or what? This is an Independence Day. This is the day when we won the right, or I should say, we didn't win the right, but we said, hey, we're not going to be under tyranny anymore. We're not going to be in a dictatorship anymore. We're going to take care of our own business. We're going to take care of our own people. And we're going to make it free and equal for everybody, even if it costs us our lives, our family lives, our livelihood, our homes, everything as we know it. We're willing to give up so that you, future Americans, you can have a freedom to be happy and run your own life. You know what, Julio? I am not, this sounds kind of bad, but I'm not so sure that we have the same stock that we had 50 years ago or even a couple of hundred years ago if we had to fight that hard again to win that again. Make me happy, Julio. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, and that's a sad statement and a sad commentary on the state of, I think, really amongst men. I think men in this country have taken a step backwards. I think that they've allowed, and maybe, I was thinking about this the other night, society ran in a certain way, and society advanced and always took really strong steps forward in technology, in morality, in so many ways, under the system that we've always had, which was the conventional system with the, you know, the family and all these things. Since the Great Society and the sexual revolution and the birth of feminism, it seems that we've taken a dramatic step back. I think men have taken a dramatic step back in the back seat to that, unfortunately. I don't know what your take on that. It's a little controversial because some women are going to say that, you know, whatever. I believe in equality. I just feel that men and women are different. I think that kind of we've lost that in a sense because there's beautiful uniqueness. Listen, women are beautiful and unique in their own way and stuff, but I think we've been forced into something that's kind of weakened men. Men have become weaker since, you know, the mid-60s, I think. Well, and that's why we're in that position.
We've been told to be softer and more understanding. I'm in agreement with you. Look, you know, when you say the man is the head of the household, they go, oh, my God, I can't believe you got that 1950s attitude. Well, here's the deal. It's not a 1950s attitude to say, I'm not the dictator. Let's separate the two. I'm not the dictator, but every company, every organization has to have somebody in the lead. Now, as a conservative or as a Christian or so, yeah, we do. We have a family organization. Chart, okay? And I may be the head of the household, but that doesn't just mean I'm the boss. That means that I'm responsible for everybody's financial well-being. I'm responsible for everybody's spiritual well-being. I'm responsible that everybody has a place to live, they have food on their plate, a roof over their head, that they can get to school, that they have the clothes that they need, that they have, you know what I'm saying? They have the medical. My God, are we serious? Does that sound like a dictator to you? And I love my wife. I care about my wife. I care about my kids to the point where it's heartbreaking at times when I can't give them what they need. Not necessarily what they want, but what they need. And the left fuse that or twist that around and say, see, he wants to be the dictator in his house. He wants to lord over his wife. No, man, I want to take care of my wife. I want to love on my wife. I want to take care of my family. And this country gives me the opportunity to do that. Now, don't they?
Oh, they most certainly do. Most certainly do, for the most part. I mean, I think that this is the freest, for the most still, you know, and I think it's coming back. I think that under Trump, I think we're going to return to the America that we're intended to be a little by little. We're going to obviously meet with a lot of resistance. And, you know, a lot of our, I don't want to call them our friends on the left, because quite frankly, call people out for what they are. They're maybe not necessarily our enemies because we're all American. But, I mean, what they're trying to do to the country is just immoral. So, I mean, we'll see where we go with it. But, I mean, yes, America still is very much that great country. We still are that shining city on a hill. We are a lot of, we still are very much a lot of those things. I think that as we go through the process of undoing a lot of the ways that we've marginalized ourselves in the Obama era, you know, the previous 8 years, we'll walk towards that in a more defined manner as, you know, Trump finally gets an opportunity to do the things that he needs to do instead of dealing with all this nonsense.
Yep, I agree. All right, Julio, where do they find you? And, you know, have a great, 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 great 4th of July. But let people know where they can find you.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to be on ReactionaryTimes.com. We've got some big stories that we're breaking next week regarding the New York City Board of Education. At, oh, yeah, it's Julio at ReactionaryTMS on Twitter, and you can read my columns at Newsmax, Right-Wing News, and Politici.
Julio, thanks for all you do. Appreciate it. And again, don't burn yourself on the grill, man. Really, have a safe day.
I'm going to try not to, man. It's a dangerous proposition. Have a great one. God bless.
You too. Julio Rivera, no relation to the other Rivera, Geraldo, but Julio's a great guy. We jokingly call him our conservative Rican. Yes, he is. He's an immigrant. He comes from, I know Puerto Rico was part of America, but here's the deal, or part of the U.S., but here's the deal. I mean, again, a whole different way of looking at things, a whole different way. You know, he's considered a minority, right? So he should not want conservative viewpoint. He should not want conservative principles. That's if you listen to the left. But apparently, this means a lot to him. Today means a lot to him. I thought on our way out, what I would do is, again, I'm enjoying, usually I do the big sounds, you know, Sousa and all that. But how about we hear from some of our young kids? Why don't we hear about what they're doing, what they sound like, and how excited they are about what Independence Day is? Because I got the stuff that'll make you sick. In the next hour, what's his name? Rick Green will be joining us. That's terrible, huh? Rick Green will be joining us to talk about our founding fathers and where they're at with us and where we're at with them. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Seriously, hang tight. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump welcomed a crowd to the South Lawn of the White House for a concert and fireworks to celebrate the 4th of July.
Let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes.
Some cities in the West canceled fireworks displays due to dry conditions, leading to wildfire concerns. A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation and the arrest of 8 people. One woman who climbed to the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a 4-hour standoff. The woman was part of a group called Rise and Resist. The woman said she would not come down until all of the immigrant children have been reunited with their families. Police used harnesses to bring the woman down from the statue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming in the rockets.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Sides celebration of today's Independence Day, of Happy Birthday America, whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you want to call it. Now, whatever it is for you, that's fine. But it's the birth of this country. There has to be an understanding today. This is not beer and barbecue day alone. Now, it's okay if you celebrate that way. It's up to you. That's kind of cool. Don't let the whole day go by without grabbing your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your grandparents, the idiot next to you, maybe smoking a joint on the beach and really doesn't know why he's there, maybe before he has too many joints in him. Explain what happened today, what that day was about, what led up to the day. How many families gave their lives? What our founding fathers actually gave up, knew they were giving up to get into this fight, to allow you to be dumb enough to be able to pay for not going to work 1.5 times your normal pay, or in some cases 2.5 times your normal pay. Anyway, one of the better patriots in this country that I know is Kimberly Marin. She joins me every week, and today is a special day. I've asked her to break away from the barbecue and the beer to actually celebrate a little with me today on America's birthday. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Happy Independence Day.
Yes. And you know what? Again, I mean it. I don't have a problem with people celebrating, but know what the heck you're celebrating. You know what I'm saying? Know why you have the ability to celebrate today. It's just amazing.
How many people do you think can even name one founding father?
Well, that's not fair, because I hang around with people that actually have two brain cells that rub together. But you're right. Most people couldn't name 5 of the of our founding fathers. What I thought was really funny, I don't know if you heard Michelle Obama in one of her speeches where she said that all the founding fathers were foreigners. You know, not a one of the founding fathers was born in this country. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't your husband teach constitutional law or something like that effect? Are you serious? I can't remember the exact number because I'm old, but it was 40-some odd of them were born here on this soil.
But you know what? Everybody will agree with her because they don't know either.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the probably the most egregious things in this country is that we spend all this billions of dollars in public education and students aren't actually being taught the truth about history in this country. They just really aren't being taught. And it's actually sad because we are the greatest country on the planet. I don't care what anyone says. We should be teaching students the good, the bad, and the ugly of how we got here. We really should, because we should all be aware of the history of this fantastic, amazing country that we are all blessed to live in.
Yeah, I agree with you. I very much. All right, so, you know, we talk about a patriotism, we talk about Americanism. Some of the conservatives I know are furious when somebody burns a flag, and you know, that's one of the jokes we talk about the Democrats all the time, is they're so busy burning the flag, they really don't know what it's about. The question I have for you, and you already know how I feel about this, is that, can you be a patriot and burn the flag? Can you be a good American and burn the flag?
You know, I don't agree with it. I would never do it. I mean, if my flag gets tattered, I give it a proper burial. You know, I bring it to the Boy Scouts, they do it the right way, or the local, you know, clubs that
the military clubs, the VFW,
Knights of Columbus, they do it the proper way. I wouldn't even throw one in the trash because it's no good. So you're talking to the mom of an Eagle Scout. I worked with him on the proper way to even hang the flag, you know, when he was a kid, when he was a Cub Scout. So I think of our flag like you do. You know, it represents, to me, it represents freedom. It also represents the blood of our soldiers who kept us free, who keep us free, going all the way back from the revolution. So it means something different. I don't think it's patriotic to burn the flag. No. Are they practicing their First Amendment? Yes. But they're practicing it by burning a flag that represents all the people who fought to protect that First Amendment right.
I agree. It's distasteful. I don't like it. They are practicing a freedom awarded them by all those who went before them. And I always say the same thing. It's not the flag that we honor. It's what the flag represents. It's the people that have died protecting the principles that flag stands for. And I think that's where some people get confused. They don't really get what the thing means, you know, what it means as a whole to us. It's just interesting. And then the other thing is these women that have been protesting and they're in the streets talking about the rights that are being taken away from them. You know, they've got rights. Nothing's been taken away from them. This country stands for the right of every human being, let me rephrase that, every American citizen is what that Constitution stands for. And if you're here in this country legally, whether by visa or you're visiting or what have you, you also have rights simply by being in this country that you wouldn't have, as we just saw happen in North Korea, you wouldn't have in any other country. We are wonderful.
I know exactly what you're saying. These women and the left drives me insane on this. The United States of America is the most free country in the world. Women have more rights in this country than any other country in the world. Any other country. I dare anyone to try to tell me otherwise and show me the proofs. Because you know what? We have the Second Amendment here. We have the First Amendment here. Most other countries do not have either, if they even have one of those. So women are the most free anywhere in this country. And you have these left-wing loons claiming that they're having some rights taken away. Healthcare isn't a right. Abortion isn't a right. Birth control isn't a right. You all have access to it. Feel free to go get it. It's not the government's responsibility to pay for your things, you know, and it drives me insane because, you know, we have to fight. Women have to fight, right? All these years, we did have to fight to get rights.
Yeah.
To get the same rights as men. It's part of history. And thanks, Republican men, because they're the ones who made it happen. We fought all these years, right? We fought to get the right to vote. We fought for all these other, to make sure we could own property, et cetera, et cetera. We fought for all these rights. And here you have these simpering, whiny, little ignoramuses out in the streets complaining because no one wants to pay for their birth control. It's disgusting. As a woman, extremely disgusting, and they're an embarrassment. And these are the same people who support Islam, have a person who supports Sharia law as the head of their women's march. Meanwhile, women in many Muslim countries are treated like third-class citizens, never mind second-class. They're treated like third-class citizens, but you never, ever hear these women talk about that, ever.
No, you never will either. And again, to bring it back to, so we don't get too deep in the political woods, if you would, but you bring it back to today and what's going on today in this country, you wouldn't be able to. There's no other country on the planet that you can protest, and in their protests, I'm sorry, they're not rallies, they're protests, that you can protest like this and not be thrown in jail, that you can protest like this and not be, frankly, drawn to a back alley somewhere or dragged to a back alley and killed. they don't realize the freedoms that they actually do have. So
No, they don't, and they don't, and they actively seek to say horrible and nasty things about this country and about people who actually support their freedom.
All right, so don't drink too much, because I want you safe, because a lot of idiots out there, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't...
I'm going to be working all day.
Oh, wow. See that? And you don't even get double time and a half, too. You're like, well, we won't say it. I'll be nice. I get that. I could be nice for one day. Hey, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and have a fantastic Independence Day. And everyone out there, remember why we're here.
Why you have the day off.
Right.
I always say that, too. It's not, whatever. So, Kimberly Moran, well, I always have a good time when she's on the show with me. She usually starts off Mondays with me on a regular basis, but, you know, I ask her to come back and talk about Patriot's Day, what that means to, well, Independence Day, excuse me, and what that means to her. You know, what that, you know, she's from New England. You know, it's really funny because the New England states, or quite a few of the New England states, were recently listed as some of the most non-patriotic states in the country, which is just amazing to me because I remember as a kid growing up in Massachusetts, just a couple of blocks from the old North Church, we were dripping patriotism, remember? Just amazing. But apparently that's not in anymore. That's not the right thing. That's not the in thing to do anymore, if you would. I do appreciate the time you spent. But again, I know it's beer and barbecue day. I don't know if you're coming back or you're listening, going out, or what your deal is right now or how you're handling this right now. But please, please, please talk to your kids today. Talk to your nieces and nephews. Talk to the people hanging out around you. Make sure they really understand what today is all about. What does it mean? Why are we even doing what we're doing? And who cares about some darn flag? What does it really mean? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't have answers for you. I don't know what you can actually tell them. But, I don't know. Listen to the real side on this Independence Day. You know what? Take a breath, relax, and enjoy what I have for you on the way out.
Do you know how Hamilton died?
No.
A duel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he lose?
No, I can't let that go by. I cannot. Did he lose? Yeah, right? Isn't that one of the things we all learn in history, what happened to Hamilton? Seriously. And even before this, he said he died in the duel. Did he lose? I would imagine if you got dead, then you probably lost.
Do you want to see Hamilton?
Yes. It's a Shakespeare classic.
It's a Shakespeare classic.
When did America declare its independence?
Oh. 1763.
1786.
I just want to cry. Don't you want to cry? I want to cry. People died for us to have the right to be this stupid.
What is your name?
Chaz.
Okay, Chaz, what grade are you in?
Ninth.
Do you know how many stripes are on the American flag?
I don't know, like four.
What is your name?
Emily.
And what grade are you in?
10th.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
52.
53. What is your name?
Ariel.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
I don't know, like 50.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
30.
And these are our youth. God, go pray for them. We'll be back in a minute, I promise.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnering with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, our special Independence Day show. Today is the 4th of July. We call it like Happy Birthday America, but I don't. I don't want to call it Birthday America, because that has a whole different feeling. You know, that's a celebratory thing. You got a whole bunch of candles and a cake, right? You know, people that you don't want are there, people that you want are there, kind of thing. But it really is Independence Day. It's a day that America declared its independence from a dictatorship, from England. They wanted to rule themselves. They wanted to take care of themselves. They wanted to be able to make it on their own. So I'm grabbing past guests and people that I know will come on and speak to this in an honest way, because that's why I call it The Real Side. I want people to speak to this in an honest light and with their experiences. So I've asked Stacy Swift to be on. He's been on with me a couple of times before. He's the president and CEO of Stacy Swift Evangelistic Association. You know, one of the things I've been pushing today is that, you know, my family's from Italy. My family came here. You know, a lot of other immigrants that came here. I am tired of hearing how oppressive this country country is. How we, you know, the American mm-hmm. flag has a negative connotation to it. We're just not a good country to be in. And I don't buy that for a second. We got our problems. We've had our problems. I think we try to work through them. But let me give me your perspective on America and what that really means.
Well, first of all, you know, you started talking about Independence Day. I think that's very significant because a great, great price has been paid for us to be not only an independent nation, but to enjoy individual rights. And I think that that's something we should make sure we pay very close attention to. You asked me once, is America still great? Well, I think from a global perspective, absolutely. When I think of the word great, it means essentially that which is above normal, above average. There is no other nation in the entire world who protects its individual freedoms the way America does. You go to any other nation and for example, dissent against the president the way you see here in America openly, be it Trump or Obama or
anybody.
You go somewhere else and try that. England, anywhere. I don't care. You go anywhere and try that and see what happens.
They won't find you anymore, Stacey. You'll somehow have disappeared, to be seen again, right?
You know, no doubt. Even the Islamic terrorism. Mm-hmm. In America, you know, we're careful. We understand Islamic terrorism, and those of us that are political junkies like yourself and myself, we understand what Stealth Jihad is, and we're concerned about that. But, you know, our media, churches, and other religious institutions, we talk about that openly in America. But you go to Europe and try that. They'll come, before you know it, your house will be blown up, or, you know, your car, or, you know, so the fact that America is still the nation which people are trying to come here from all over the world. And it's ironic that the same people very often who are calling our nation oppressive are trying to come here and live.
Yes.
Amazing. So it's a double-edged sword, you know. But so from a global perspective, in my mind, with all of our flaws and historical grievances and sins, we're still the greatest nation in the mm-hmm. whole world, in my mind.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And again, don't take this the wrong way, because I know the plight of the Italian or the Irish or the German wasn't like the plight of the black people in this country. But when my grandparents first came here, my ancestors, whatever you want to call them, first came here, they were ditch diggers. They were not seen as they shouldn't get any respect, because all they are is they're the scum of the earth, so to speak. And, you know, over the years, America has changed. They helped change that. I think it's the same thing in many communities. I think the black plight has been longer, undeserved, but longer. But again, it's, you know, I grew up in Boston. I grew up with a lot of that stuff that was going on against the blacks and other groups. I don't see that today. And I'm not saying it's all better. Please don't. I don't suggest that at all. But you're not seeing the hate, I don't believe, of the 60s.
Well, it's there, but
you think it's as intense?
Yeah, in some ways, in some geographics, in some contexts, it's certainly not holistically as what we saw up to the 60s, clearly. But, you know, we've still got a lot of work to do in our country in terms of ethnic cultural conflicts. Now, I use that term, ethnic cultural conflicts, because, to be honest with you, I despise that word, race. I've come to a point, even in my ministry, where I don't use it. And the reason I don't use it is because if we look at Genesis, it says, God said, let us make man. Let us make man in our image. You know, God made man, my friend, and then man said, that's not good enough, so let's create race. And let's create division and hatred on the basis of race. So, you know, man thought he knew more than God. And now look at us. As a human civilization, as mankind, now we have all sorts of hatred and animus and some of the worst sins against humanity that you can think about on the basis of what they call racist dogma. So I'm challenging the church, and I'm challenging Christians and Americans to understand there really is no such thing as race. That's a concoction that is a social construct that's false. So, but I'll just say this. You know, today, it's very important. I know we don't have a lot of time. But since we're talking about independence, and we found that in independence, our Constitution really stresses individual liberty for the people, of the people, by the people. I want to say that today, those who are most oppressed in this nation are not so much black or Italian or Jew, or it is Christians today.
Yep.
It is religious freedom that's under unprecedented attack in our government. We have rogue judges on federal levels, state, federal and also on the SCOTUS, and today. It is not even safe to be a Christian in America, and in many instances, without the fear of repercussion. Right here in Lansing, I don't know if you heard about it, but right here in Lansing, Mr. Steve Tins and his family, they own a farm and they sell apples and other products, and two homosexuals last month came to their private property demanding that they're allowed to be married on the private property of the Tins. And, of course, these are Christians, and they decline respectfully because of their religious conscience. And as a result of that, the farmers market of the city of Lansing then banned the Tins from selling their products and doing business with them.
Oh.
Right here in Michigan. Okay, so when we start talking about July 4th and independence, you know, we don't have to look very far. We can look right in our front yard. We can look right here in America where the church and Christians are under unprecedented attack. And we, as America, we need to take this seriously. Ronald Reagan, forgive me for my rant, but he said something that I think applies here. And if we don't fight these kind of things, we're going to have to look at our children's children and explain to them why they're not free.
Amen.
Because I cook them. Amen. And I'm telling you, and I'm telling this audience,
yep.
I'm telling you without hesitation, that if we lose religious freedom, which was the very basis for July 4th and independence,
that's
my friends,
right.
We will no longer have any other freedom that will last.
Yeah, I preach that every day on the show. I explain to my Christian brothers and sisters, you don't have to be militant. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and beat people over the head with baseball bats, but you have to get out there and fight. If you think that people are going to honor you or honor what you believe in, look around you. It's not happening. And if you lose your religious freedom, it's because our Christian brothers and sisters didn't get off their butts and do anything. What are you doing? You look at you talk to pastors at the church. You know, some of the biggest problems they have is with their youth, and not that the youth are out of control, but the youth don't know who they are in Christ. The youth don't have any value for themselves. And I'm sorry, Stacey, you don't have to do it, but I'm going to say I blame our Christian brothers and sister parents for this. You need to guide and direct your kids. You need to let them know what truth is, and they need to see that truth in you. They're not seeing that anymore, and that's our fault.
That is the fault of the parents, but furthermore, it is the fault of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have in our country is a crisis of biblical and moral illiteracy. And
Good point.
Goes the church, as goes the spiritual condition of a nation, so goes the cultural direction, social cultural direction of a nation. And as goes the social cultural direction of the nation, it goes the political climate of our nation. So it doesn't start with the politicians. It starts with the churches, because we are the salt of the world. And if we are not doing our jobs, then suddenly everything else collapsed. And I tell you, friends, don't forget that it was God's idea to institute government after the flood. Hmm. And once the children of Israel came out of Egypt, then it was God who then said, okay, I'm going to give you these laws, these Levitical laws. And I believe it was 800-something laws, because man was so corrupt and so lost that God had to give us something to serve as a mirror that we might see what we look like. And he had to tell us, okay, no, you shouldn't be sleeping with sheep and animals. He had to put it in writing so we can understand that's not the right thing to do. No, man, you shouldn't be sleeping with. I mean, think about it. I mean, it was in the Bible. So clearly we were already doing it since God saw fit to put it in the Levitical law. So we were already doing these kind of things. You know, this is why Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. Men were laying with men. But the Bible says if a woman had issues, we know we call them. Well, you know what that means, ladies. So you shouldn't be having such a relationship with a woman during that time of the month. Well, God actually put that in writing in the Levitical law. So we were doing anything and everything under the sun. So it was, really, we were lost and still are. We still do these things. So God himself instituted government. It was his idea. And then when we fast forward to Romans, we are told that it was God who ordained government, that government might be his arm of righteousness, paraphrasing, that he might execute wrath upon all evildoers. However, what we have is rebellious man now leading government and corrupting government, and therefore trying to turn man against God. So we have to sound the trumpet. And on this July 4th, let us open our eyes and let us be awake through this revolution in continues.
But you and I are totally in agreement on this. And again, like I said to you, I wish our brothers and sisters in Christ would step up. Yeah, I do. I also wish the pastors would step up, but some of them scare me to no end as well. And Stacey, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, our special Independence Day celebration. Rick Green joins me at the top of the hour. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Oh, the light.